Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Rotoball Radio 2020 Fantasy Baseball Preview Series right here on Rotoball's YouTube channel. I'm your host, Anthony Agnano. Happy to be with you once again as we continue breaking down all sorts of different categories for your 2020 Fantasy Baseball Draft. Guys, before you draft, head over to rotoballer.com. Check out all the free content there and take advantage of that. And then sign up for that premium package. Already 50% off. Save an additional 10% off by using the promotional code ACES. By telling them essentially with that code that Anthony Agnano sent you, so take advantage of that. The draft guide, the interactive draft tools, all sorts of great stuff there at rotoballer.com, as well as for the DFS players, the lineup optimizers as well, to get you through the entire fantasy baseball season. Subscribe here to the Rotoballer YouTube channel, and don't forget Rotoballer Radio on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Monday to Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. Real Talk Raft, Josh Hayes and I, 1 to 2 a.m. with the King, Scott Angle, as well as him on Saturday nights as well. All right, so we've done all sorts of great stuff here at the Rotoballer YouTube channel. We've looked for stolen bases. We've looked at strikeout, late-round strikeout, guys. We've had ADP debates, undervalued power sources, whatever it is you're looking for. We've looked at some sophomores, second-year stars, what to expect in year two from them. And we looked at just recently some undervalued second-year pitchers, some guys who can have some value for you in year two on the mound. Well, this episode, we're going to look at some second-year hitters who are going late in drafts, or maybe not even being drafted, who can provide you some late-round value. And first on my list today is Mike Yastrzemski of the San Francisco Giants. Last season, played 107 games, had 407 plate appearances, scheduled to be an everyday outfielder this year for the Giants, and probably bat 6th or 7th in their lineup. Now, his current ADP is at 306. That's a consensus ADP from the NFBC, Yahoo, ESPN, all sorts of leagues. So that's a 306 ADP, putting him right around round 25, round 26 for this upcoming fantasy baseball season. And what you're looking at, guys, is a player who in that 107 games had a batting average of 272 with 21 home runs, 55 RBIs, and an on-base percentage of 334. All nice numbers for a small sample size. You're looking at a guy who, over a full season, pushes 28-29 home runs. 64 runs scored. He had an on-base plus slugging, an OPS, of 852, and a weighted run created plus of 121. What I love about him the most is an acceptable, borderline high, but an acceptable 26% strikeout rate, offset, though, with a 43% hard hit rate. The highest hard hit rate on my list today is Mike Yastrzemski. Playing every day, and let's be honest, the Giants are kind of in a rebuild or in an awkward stage. You got some overpriced veterans and then some young players coming through. Yastrzemski, not that young, 29 years old, to be a second-year player, but the power plays. His combined numbers last year between AAA and the major leagues was 33 home runs with 80 RBIs. Okay, he hit 316 last year at AAA with a 414 on-base percentage. He knows how to get on base, and he can hit. Okay, a safe projection for me is 25 home runs and 80 RBIs this season, assuming he plays 140, 145 games and maintains his everyday job for the San Francisco Giants. A 25 homer, 265, 270 hitter in round 25, round 26, sign me up for that. Absolutely terrific value there late in your draft. Okay, number two, Luis Arraez of the Minnesota Twins, the 22-year-old second baseman. Last season in 92 games, 366 plate appearances, he hit 334 with an outstanding 399 on-base percentage. Essentially, he got on base 40% of the time in those 366 plate appearances. Now, not much power, four home runs, 28 RBIs. He doesn't really provide any speed, only two stolen bases. But what he does provide is that high-end batting average, 334. View him as your Jeff McNeil light, potentially. Now, why do I say that? Because he hits everything. This is a guy who struck out less than 10% of the time last year. 9.8% to be exact, 7.9% walk rate. Okay, so you're looking at rounded off 10% K rate with an 8% walk rate. That gives you a 400 on-base percentage. Hard hit rate sits at about 35%. Weighted runs created was actually higher than Yastrzemski's. It was at 125, the highest weighted runs created plus on the list today. OPS was 838. So if you're sitting there, an ADP overall of 252 puts him at around round 21. So really, he falls into your middle infield category for your fantasy baseball draft. And if you look at your team and you say, okay, I have a couple of high strikeout guys. I have a couple of 240, 250 hitters who are going to provide me 30 home runs. You know, the Joey Gallo types, the Hunter Renfroe types, potentially. Well, now this young second baseman, Luis Urias, offsets that. He's going to give you close to that 300 average, maybe 310, 320, gives you 330. It's an absolute bonus over the full season on a very good Minnesota Twins team. Can hit anywhere in that lineup, and those Twins can hit. We know up and down the lineup they're going to score runs. They're the favorite in that American League Central. So at some point, you have to balance those 250 hitters, and this is the perfect player to do it, Luis Urias, in round 21 as your middle infielder. You're going to plug and play and forget because he's essentially going to go 1-for-3 every night. That's what 334 does for you. That's a 1 out of every 3 hit player. He's not going to strike out. When you don't strike out, you avoid slumps. He's going to have a level of consistency. You're going to be disappointed with the power. Maybe he pushes 8-9 home runs. You'll be thrilled with that. But I view him as a Jeff McNeil light. Not as much power, but the batting average can be there as a middle infield option. Up next is John Birdie of the Miami Marlins. Again, an older player for a year two guy, for a sophomore sleeper, as we say, as he's 30 years old. He's kind of developed a utility role for the Miami Marlins. Play the infield, play the outfield. Okay, last season in 73 games, he hit a respectable 273 with a 348 on base percentage. But his big benefit is the ability to run. 17 stolen bases. Current ADP overall of 282 puts him at round 23, 24. Okay, play him in the outfield, play him in the infield for your utility role or your middle infield or corner infield role for your fantasy baseball lineup. And you're getting a guy who in 70 games, like I said, 17 steals. If he plays 120, 130 games this year, you're looking at 25-plus stolen bases. In a league where stolen bases are at a premium and people are overpaying for them early in the draft, okay, and I've talked about players like Alberto Mondesi, who I don't want to take in round 3 because of his low batting average, okay, Birdie's going to hit you 265, 270, potentially higher, and give you 25 steals in round 23 or round 24. There is a value there. Okay, strikes out about 25% of the time, walks about 8% of the time, hard hit rate sits at 36%. His real true value, though, is his ability to steal a base. That's why you're taking him. So again, like Urias before him, if you're lacking in batting average, lacking in on-base percentage, however your league is designed, Urias fills that role. John Birdie, if you're lacking in stolen bases, can fill that role and potentially give you 20-plus stolen bases. Expect a Manny Margot type of season where he hit 12 home runs and stole you 20 bases last year. Birdie, depending on the amount of at-bats he gets, can give you the same type of season. Up next is Trent Grisham of the San Diego Padres, a player I'm all in on this year. Last season at the major league level, 51 games, only 183 plate appearances. Now, he hit 231, nothing to get overly excited about, with a 328 on-base percentage, 6 home runs, 24 RBIs. Weighted run created in that small sample was 92. He strikes out about 26% of the time, but he walks 11%, which I don't mind for a young player, 23 years old. But this is a player with a ton of upside, and San Diego is ready to pretty much give him that center field job. Now, there's a chance he could platoon just a bit, but that platoon partner is Juan Lagares. Guys, I've watched Juan Lagares. Very good fielder, former Gold Glover. We know this. He can't hit. If Trent Grisham hits, he plays every day. And when you look at his 2019 combined totals, this is an elite-level power-hitting prospect. With 32 home runs, 95 RBIs, and 13 stolen bases between three levels last year. He's off to a hot start this spring, okay, and has the ability to have an impact this year for the Padres as they continue to improve. Now, his current ADP overall is at 314. Makes him a 26th round pick in a 12-team league. So again, he's a freebie. He's worth a flyer later in that draft as somebody who you can draft late And if need be, if you don't like what you see through the month of April, you can move on and pick up a hot hand. But it's a long season. I think the power plays, you're looking at another 20-plus home run player with the ability to steal you 10 bases. Really, it comes down to that batting average. The 231's a little bit scary there. But in round 26, another sleeper, another flyer worth taking a shot at. And finally, Shed Long, another middle infielder from the Seattle Mariners. As Seattle is under a complete rebuild at this point. Shed Long, 24 years old, essentially going undrafted. He's a freebie. Don't have to draft him. Monitor the waiver wire potentially. If you go 30, 32 rounds and you draft, then Shed Long comes into play. Last season, he played 42 games for the Mariners, 168 plate appearances, and hit a respectable 263 with a 333 on base percentage. 5 home runs, stole you 3 bases, scored 21 runs, had a weighted run created plus of 111, which wasn't terrible. Struck out 24% of the time, walked 10% of the time. I kind of like that number for a young player making a quick debut. 787 OPS and a hard hit rate of 33%. He's going to have the opportunity to play every day. D. Gordon in Seattle has now moved into a super utility role. Going to play some infield, going to play some outfield, DH potentially. But the Seattle youth movement is in full effect. Evan White at first base, Shed Long now at second base. As another late round middle infield option, if you don't want to invest early at that position, you could grab him late. Like I said, you can work the waiver wire with Shed Long. So we have 5 sleepers, sophomore players flying under the radar who can provide you value. Mike Yastrzemski. Give him 25 home runs if he plays every day. Luis Reyes, you're looking at a 300-plus hitter, the ability to score runs in that Minnesota lineup. John Birdie, providing you with some stolen bases in Miami in that super utility role. Shed Long, a 12-12 home run stolen base as a freebie off the waiver wire at the middle infield option. And Trent Grisham, probably the most upside in terms of power. The guy who could give you 30-plus home runs and could be a surprise today this season for the San Diego Padres going in round 26. All of these players are available late. All of them going after round 20. That's your drop and add position in a draft where you wanted to invest in some of these young sleepers instead of maybe taking some of these veterans who are hanging on. You know, if I had my save it, I'd take a Luis Reyes over Robinson Cano in round 21. I know what Cano is. He's at the tail end. He's kind of injury prone now with the Mets. Give me the young second baseman who can hit me 300. That's the type of player I'm looking for at that point in my draft. Guys, follow me on Twitter at @AnianoFantasy. And like I said, head over to rotoballer.com and get involved there. And use that premium code ACES. Save yourself 10% on our premium package. Good luck with your draft, everybody. We'll see you real soon. Have a good one, folks.